You are listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast, episode 188.
You are listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast, and I'm your host, Teresa Heath-Waring. If you're a marketer, business owner, or entrepreneur that is frustrated and overwhelmed with all the constant changes in digital marketing and social media, then you, my friend, are in the right place. Each week, I share with you easy, insightful, and actionable steps that you can use to grow your business. So let's get started.
Hello, and a really warm welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. How are you doing? So in the UK, we've had some pretty nice weather, and we've been doing some updates to our garden. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that Garden Watch is back, and I'm really enjoying it. And also, I'm growing plants. I'm loving it as a way to turn off from work, which, as you may know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, I'm not very good at turning off because I love what I do. And therefore, it doesn't feel like work when I'm spending lots of time doing it. But obviously, it's not healthy to work all the time. So I am working on finding other things, and I'm quite liking the gardening. Anyway, if you're new to the podcast, this isn't something I talk about all the time. So don't need to worry that you're like, hang on, thought we're talking about marketing and business. I absolutely talk about that. So this week, although you have hit on a slightly strange episode if you're new, because this week I want to talk to you about something I'm running, and I've chose the subject to sit with what I'm running. So basically the whole thing is going to be talking about this new thing that I'm doing. So I am running a free bootcamp. It's called Create Your Dream Business Bootcamp, and I'm running it from, oh, I knew this was going to happen. Like, I should have this stuff in front of me. I'm running it from the 17th of May to the 24th of May. And as the title would suggest, it's all about how you create your dream business. But that's what I want to talk about, a couple of things today. So I want to tell you what it's about and why you should come and join me. One, because it's free, and two, because it's going to be brilliant. If you've never done anything like this with me before, you are in for a treat. If you have, you know the kind of effort I put into this and how much I love it and how much good stuff I give you. And this is going to be like, if you've been on a webinar, this is like a webinar on, I don't know, drugs. Is that a phrase? I just made that up. But yeah, anyway. So basically, the bootcamp is aimed at helping you find your dream business. So let's start by, in fact, let me just tell you where to go to sign up for the bootcamp first, and then I'll remind you again at the end. So go to teresaheathwaring.com/bootcamp. So it's covering three main key parts. And it wasn't until I planned out the bootcamp that I finally realized that actually these three parts of business are some of the most important parts. Like, when I look at successful business owners, when I look at my success, when I look at people that I work with and whether they're successful or not, these three things are like key to running a business that is successful. So basically what's going to happen on the bootcamp is you're going to join me for those days. We're not working weekends. It's fine. Don't panic. So Monday, you're going to have a workshop and we're going to go through step one. Tuesday, we're going to have a Q&A session. I'll go live in the group, and it's a private Facebook group for anybody on the bootcamp, and I will answer your questions. Wednesday, the third day, we're going to be doing another workshop session on point two. I'm going to go through these points in a second with you. Then on Thursday, you get to come on a coaching call with me, and you might be one of the lucky people that get to do a hot seat with me. So this is where we put things into practice, because you know what I love about any training, I love all training, but there is some problems with it. The problem with training like this is that you're trying to relate it to your business. So those Q&A sessions and that coaching call and hot seat session is so important, because you're going to be able to come to me with your business and say, okay, Teresa, you said X, Y, Z, how do I make that work for me? And that is one of the most powerful things about this whole process that I've put together, is that we're going to have those sessions. Then on the Friday, we're going to go through and have another workshop with the third step. And then on the Monday, we're going to have a celebration party where I give away a really amazing prize, where we review what we've done and we look at next steps. So that's the bootcamp. It's going to be ace. So much good stuff. But let me tell you these three steps. So the first thing I should say is, when I first started my business, I never thought about these three steps, okay? Because I don't think you do. I think depending on how you get into business, and mine was very organic and very quick, I didn't stop to think, you know, well, what do I want my dream business to look like? I just, all I could think about was what I really need to do is earn some money so I can continue to pay the mortgage for my daughter and I. You know, that's what I was concerned about. So I don't want you to think that if you've never thought about what do you want your business to look like and gone down that process, that, or some of these things don't kind of, or you've not given it that much thought, don't panic, because like I said, neither did I. But then once I kind of got in about, I don't know, 6 months, a year, I started to go, do you know what? This is working. And actually, and then I'm starting to work out what I like and what I don't like and start to look at other people's businesses, and you just change. So I think it takes a bit of time. Now, I'm not saying that if you're in the first, you know, months of your business that this bootcamp's no good for you, not at all. In fact, if anything, well done for jumping in and getting on straight away. But really, you know, wherever you are, I think this is really going to help you. So that was the first thing. So I never really thought about these things to begin with. And it's only now I've stepped back and had a chance to review and look at where I want to go and what I want to do, that now I can kind of work it out and work out how good these three steps are. So let's just talk firstly about what do I mean about a dream business. Now, for some people, that dream business is going to look like a six-figure business or a seven-figure business. But I think the mistake's been made in the past that everyone assumes that's exactly what everybody wants. And that's not the case at all. And also they measure the success from that. Now, you know, if I don't have a six-figure launch, which I've never had a six-figure launch, I'm obviously not one to be bragging about sort of money and stuff, but from a launch, I've never earned six figures like overnight. So people would, you know, when I look at the online space, lots of people would look at that and think, oh, you're a failure. Like, you know, your business isn't successful because you haven't had a six-figure launch. But the truth is, I flipping love what I do. Like, I work with the best people. Over the weekend, actually, I went to see two of my members. Now, if you are not a member of my academy and you're listening to this thinking, oh, wow, she does that in her academy, I don't. Okay, let's be honest. When you've got lots of people in a membership and all over the world, because we've got Australia and America and Germany and Europe and then obviously the UK, like, I'm obviously not going to visit locations, but these two members just happened to be local, and one of them was doing a particular event over the weekend and the other one had opened a new store and I hadn't been to see it. So, and they literally were like 20 minutes from where I live. So I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to surprise them and turn up and see them and, you know, go and support them because I can, because they're local. And it was amazing. It was so, so nice to go and see them and to have that time with them. And, you know, and when I talk to those people, when I talk to business owners, oh, I completely lost my train of thought then as to why I brought that up. But I brought it up because I have a dream business. I have a business where I get to do things on my terms. I get to work with people that I just absolutely love, help businesses that are brilliant, and I get to create my own stuff. And it's just brilliant. So this is where I want to touch on about the dream business thing, because it's, don't judge your dream business by someone else's like idea of what a dream business should look like. So just because you haven't had a, you know, six-figure year maybe, or just because you haven't had a launch with seven figures, does not mean for 1 second that you're not successful and does not mean that you haven't got your dream business. So that's why the first step we're going to look at in the bootcamp, the first workshop, is going to be all about knowing what you want and where you want to go. Because until you know that, in your business, you could end up in any direction. You get distracted all the time. You constantly think, should I be doing that or should I be doing this? And you haven't necessarily got a clear plan. Now, I don't mean a clear plan as in like, okay, on, you know, by this point, I'm going to have done this. By this point, I'm going to have done that. I mean, at least a destination location. You know what I mean? At least knowing, where do you want to end up? Do you want a business that earns you lots of money? Do you want a business that only is part-time? Do you want a business that fits around children? Do you want a business that is a balance of the things you love and you don't have to do the things you hate? Do you want staff? Do you want building? Do you want, you know, all these things? So the first workshop is going to be all about, how do you know what you want your dream business to be? And we're going to do this through a couple of activities. We're going to have a look at things like your values and have a look at things that help you uncover what does that dream business look like. So by the end of workshop one, oh, and I should have said as well, this bootcamp is not a like sit and watch and just make a few notes. This bootcamp is, we're doing the work. I appreciate how valuable all of our time is. And as business owners, it is crazy valuable. So I know that as luxury and as lovely as it would be to sit and just be motivated, and it is great sometimes to just do that, and I will be motivating you, but also we need to do the work. So, and that's where the kind of gems are found. So we're going to run through the activity together. I'm going to give you the activity. You're going to do the work, and we're going to work out what your dream business looks like. So step one, we're going to actually work out what that looks like. Step two then on workshop number two, and if you get stuck on it, then we've got the Q&As on the next day, so you can ask me and I can help you. Workshop number two on the Wednesday is about having the tools and strategies to get you there, because now we know where we want our dream business to be or how we want to end up. And we might be a few steps behind, we might be miles away, but now we know, what do I need to do to help me get to that point as fast as I can? So this is where the real marketing stuff comes in. This is my 16 plus years of marketing, working with hundreds and hundreds of small businesses, doing 90-day programs where I work one-to-one with students, and I literally help them go through every single step and help them, you know, put together their launch and their marketing and their even things down to, like, you know, the hashtag strategy and, you know, some simple things like that. So this is where we're going to get in the weeds of the actual marketing side. And I'm going to talk you through my roadmap that is about getting seen, getting people on your email list, getting people to then buy from you, and then turning those people into raving fans. So I will walk you through the roadmap, and we will then start plotting out what you need to do at each point of those roadmap. Because often as well, I find that when I go through the roadmap with people, they look at one section and they just don't do it at all. And then they can start to see where their gaps are, because it's all well and good if you are getting seen by your perfect customer, but then you're not asking them to go on your email list, or you're not asking them in a way that is convincing them. So that's where we do a bit of the work around that. So we're going to walk through the roadmap. You're going to, by the end of that session, have an idea of what your roadmap looks like in order to get your customers and to get to your business that you want. So, because that's the other thing I just want to touch on as well. I've got some members in the membership, and one of them did a business, and during lockdown, she couldn't do the business because it was very much reliant on something that was happening during lockdown, as in it was in the wedding industry, and therefore no weddings were going ahead. So, or not in the capacity that they were. So she had to stop doing that, the wedding thing, and pivoted to something different. Same skill set, same kind of using what she was good at, but pivoted. And now she's thinking, well, actually, I really enjoy this more. So when it comes to her roadmap looks different for those two products. So then we have to decide, okay, well, if you want to do more of this one thing than the other, you need to change up your roadmap. So that's why understanding your dream business is going to really help when we put your roadmap together. So that's workshop number two, working out how we actually get you there through my roadmap. And then we've got the next day, which is the coaching call and the hot seats. So this is where you get your roadmap. And if you're stuck and you go, well, I have been doing that, Teresa, and it hasn't worked, or I've just realized that I'm missing X, Y, Z at this roadmap, what could I do? That's where I'm going to tell you. That's where you're going to get me on a coaching call. We'll all be on screen, as long as you're happy to be. You don't have to be. And then I can answer your questions. So that's on day four. So then day five, workshop number three, is all about mindset. Because, and I don't groan. If you groaned or you're a bit like, I don't want to talk about this thing, then I'm really sorry. But you know me now. It's really important, because it's all well and good knowing where you want to go. It's all well and good having a roadmap to take you there. But if you have a brain that goes, but I'm too scared, or what if I fail, or what if I make an idiot of myself, or who the hell do I think I am to think that I could have a business that looks like that? If that brain is sat there and your mindset is saying those things to you, it doesn't matter that you know where you want to go and you've got the roadmap, you're not moving anywhere because your brain is so strong. I sat on a course, you've heard this a million times. I sat on a course for a whole year. I had my goal. I knew where I wanted to be in my business. I had the tools. I had the strategy and the roadmap. I'd done it. I knew all that. That was easy. But I still sat and didn't launch it for 12 months. I wasted 12 months because I was scared. So the mindset thing is so, so good. So in that workshop, we're going to go through a little bit of stuff about how our brain works with stuff. And I'm going to give you some of the tools and strategies that I use and that I teach in the academy that help with these things. So these aren't necessarily going to be, you know, some of the woo-woo stuff I love. This isn't going to be, let's meditate together. This isn't going to be those things. It's going to be really practical exercises that you can run through that basically, you know, where we can help your mind start to shift and start to look sort of, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Look logically at something rather than letting our fear and our chimp brain take over and stop us. So that's workshop 3. That's on the Friday. And then on the Monday, we're going to tie it all together with this party and a prize and some other cool fun stuff, and then look at what you may want to do then going forward. So it's going to be so, so good. I can't wait. And I really hope, and I wasn't intending on doing this podcast like this. I was just going to talk about something else and then go, hey, we've got a boot camp coming. And it wasn't until I ran through those points and I was like, of course, all of that stuff makes perfect sense. Those 3 steps are so critical to ending up with a business that you want. Now, some people won't do those steps and they'll end up with a business they want by sheer, I don't know, fluke or hard work, or I don't know, actually. I don't know if any of those are right. But sometimes, and for me, for sure, I had to really think about these things. I had to be really strategic. I had to decide, okay, if I want this, I'm going to have to do this. Or if I want this thing, I'm going to have to probably stop doing this thing. Or I'm going to have to show up in these places. And then that, like I said, brings another whole host of mindset stuff because, you know, let's say you want to become the next, I don't know, Amy Porterfield or the next amazing person in your industry, then, you know, you might have to do some things that step you out of your comfort zone. You might have to go and put yourself in front of people and speak or become the expert. And right now you might not feel like, you know, you want to do that because of numerous reasons. It might be because it scares you. It might be because you don't think you're good enough. You don't think you're the expert. And what I'll do in workshop 3 is we'll talk about those things that help us get over that. So it has been a slightly funny episode, but I really hope you've got something from those 3 big steps of things that you really need to focus on in terms of getting that business you dream of. Because when I got into business, I thought, oh, well, this is it. Brilliant. You know, I've got my own business. I can be my own boss. And it just didn't quite work out like that to begin with. It worked out a bit like, well, there's some stuff here that sucks and I hate doing. And I really don't want to be accountable to all these people. I really don't want to be not accountable in the way I was. And I didn't want to work with that particular type of company, or I really liked working with that particular type of company. But it wasn't until I started doing it that I was like, okay, now I know what I want. And then started to be really strategic about trying to get to it. So short episode, very short and sweet, but hopefully I have given you some gems with the 3 steps and have you thinking about these things. And hopefully you will come and join me for this bootcamp. Like I said, it's entirely free. It's going to be such good fun. You get me like cheering you on every single day for a week and a bit. And head over to TeresaEthwaring.com/bootcamp, all one word. And you can come and sign up over there. And I can't flipping wait. It's going to be brilliant. So next week, I have a fabulous interview for you. And I will see you then.
Thank you so much for listening to the Marketing That Converts podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I would love it so very much if you were happy enough to head over to iTunes and give me a review.